nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and we're glad you're here. This is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips or tricks about how to do ministry better in an online and digital world. And today I'm bringing back Mike Miller. Mike Miller is a friend of mine in Northern Virginia, and he's also part of the Young Life Expeditions group. It's a part of Young Life, the international organization that reaches out to high school and middle school students all over the world, obviously international world. He just got back from his first summer of doing these trips. They're various, almost like mission trips throughout different parts of the world. And he has an area that he focuses on. And this is a new role for him, a transition from his direct ministry to reaching students in Northern Virginia, near just outside Washington, D.C., to helping organize trips and organize groups to go help different parts of the world. So it's really neat. And so I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to bring him back on. And I wanted to talk about this element of, especially as student ministers now are beginning to plot out the year, at least I hope they're planning the year, and they're planning for summer trips. Like, what kind of summer trip are you going to go on? Are you going to go on an outreach trip? Are you going to go on a Bible camp type of trip? Or are you going to go on a mission trip? There are so many great organizations out there. And as you think through what's best for your ministry, what are you going to choose to do? And I brought Mike on because I think that at this point, I really want you to consider, hey, what would it look like for your group to take a mission trip with a group like Young Life Expeditions? And so I brought Mike on to share a little bit about what he learned, what he did, and how that might be able to help you out as you plan for next summer. Already, as summer's ending and fall's beginning, you're already planning next summer, right? Well, that's what we're talking about today. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation. All right, well, with me today is Mike Miller. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great, Tom.
Now, if you guys recall back, this was quite a few months ago that you were on the podcast, but you were making a transition. You're with Young Life, the great organization that reaches out to middle school and high school students. It's an international mission, but you're with Young Life, and you were making a change in your job. You were going to be from being an area director where you're doing direct ministry with high school students and overseeing a whole huge area to now you were working with some missions. What exactly were you doing, and how has that gone so far?
Yeah, it's been a great transition. I'm working with Young Life Expeditions now, and really my role has changed to where I now work with our international staff and leaders and try to connect them with groups from the U.S. who are looking for opportunities to go overseas and serve. And I love my new role because it really is kind of service-based. Like, my whole goal is to create a win for our international ministries where they're going to have a chance to welcome in a group from the U.S., and as a result of that group coming in, hopefully their ministry will grow and thrive, whether it's a service project in the local community or whether it's helping out by being a work crew or summer staff for one of their camping efforts. So I look to help build our international programs, but I also want to create a win for the groups from the U.S., so churches or Young Life areas or college groups or men's Bible study groups, I want to give them a chance to get away with their friends, to leave kind of their normal day-to-day lives behind in the comforts of home and to kind of get out of their comfort zone and to experience a new culture and to have to lean on their faith and trust in God when they're living in situations that might be a little different from their norm and they're working really hard and they're experiencing a lot of new things, but it gives them a chance, I think, to see God through a new set of eyes.
See, I'm glad you said that because again, I think, again, we're wrapping up the summer now. A lot of people are already back in school, and it's where student ministers now are in the process of saying, hey, what are we going to be doing next year? Obviously, hopefully, student ministers, you've already planned out your fall. If not, you got to get on that. But you're also looking into what do you want to be doing in the summer, next summer. And now there's many different options that people can do over the summer. They can do a Bible camp, and that's a pretty common one. You can do an outreach camp, which Young Life is very much known for with their outreach camps. Or you can do these mission and service opportunity camps. And I think there's value to every single one of them. But I would almost say this year, if you've always done a Bible camp, you know, think about doing this service thing with Young Life. Because my life was directly changed when I went on a mission trip. And that's where I feel like when you do a Bible camp, again, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but you learn about Jesus. You do this great stuff. You go away, and you go in this camp. But there's an element of fun to it that is great. And I'm not saying there's not an element of fun with Young Life Expedition. There is an element of fun in the context of what you're doing. But the one thing I love about these mission trips, whether it's with Young Life or any other organization, is that there's an active service component. You're putting, and you've already hit on this a little bit, but maybe you can expand on it more, you're putting your faith into action. And so, like, when you go on a Young Life Expedition trip, like you went on two this year, you were leading two teams. What were some of the things that you did that you saw people putting their faith into action?
Sure. We had a chance to go to Eleuthera in the Bahamas, where they were holding a week of Young Life camp for kids from the Bahamas. And the team there did a variety of things where I think, you know, we take the little things for granted, like air conditioning. They had AC there, but we were only allowed to turn it on when we went to bed at night. So all day long, it's in the upper 80s, low 90s, and you have no relief. And I mean, something so small as AC that we might take for granted, well, you live that out for a week and you realize, man, this is hot. When is bedtime so I can turn on my AC? Another trip we did was to Puerto Rico, and we were working with middle school students. And this was the first summer after a year of ministry where they put on a day camp for these middle school students from Bayamon. And just seeing the team, it was a team from Charlotte, interact with these students and hearing some of their stories, it just gives you a perspective that people live a lot differently around the world. And until you get out of the U.S. and experience some of these cultures, I think it's easy for us to take things for granted, things like air conditioning or the fact that everyone has a car or how many meals a kid might eat on a given day. Just little things like that where we never think about those things in the U.S., and yet for the majority of the world, those are daily realities.
Yeah, I would agree. In the times that I've gone on mission trips, whether it's a domestic trip, because I've gone into some different places of West Virginia or Pennsylvania and Kentucky where the people are living in utter shacks, but also when I've gone overseas as well, it is a reality check for you that we live in such a bubble. I live in Northern Virginia, and I've lived in Northern Virginia basically most of my life. And you get used to saying, well, this is how the rest of the world is, even though you see it on TV. Like, oh, I mean, especially if you watch BBC America World News or something, you'll see, oh, my gosh, people are not living just like what I'm used to. And you get to experience it, and it really is a reality check where you're checking your head every night to see if you have lice, because that's what's normal in other parts of the – well, not normal in other parts of the – but, I mean, that's what happens. That's what they have to check for. You get to see that people don't go home to air-conditioned house. They go home to the homes that in America might be condemned. I mean, so it's a really big reality check for us. And how have you seen with your Young Life trips? I know you said two of them, but – you don't have just two. You have a bunch of international trips, correct?
Sure. Expeditions, we offer trips around the world in terms of we've got groups going to Latin America, to Haiti, different parts of Africa, all across Asia, Europe, former Soviet Union. So we definitely have trips worldwide. And I think an interesting component is it's not just for the person looking to grow in their faith, but what an opportunity for students who don't know Jesus to be exposed through service to the gospel. And I think back to leading Young Life, as I would talk to kids about going to Young Life camp and saying like, oh, they've got parasailing or they've got tubing and jet skis and things like that. A lot of the students, particularly in Northern Virginia, they do that on a regular basis. So they weren't wowed by the, oh, what does camp have to offer? But to give them a chance to serve, to put other people ahead, they might be open to that. And they might not go to grow in their faith because they might not have one, but they might go because they need to serve or have a desire to serve, and in the process encounter Jesus in a way that they might never in Northern Virginia.
See, I didn't even think about that, Mike, to be honest. I mean, what a great – because your trips are not – you don't have to sign a profession of faith that say – to go on a Young Life Expedition trip to say, oh, I am a committed Christian, right? I mean, do you have to sign a profession of faith?
No, you don't need to. I mean, depending on the trip and what we're doing, we definitely they're definitely leader-centered trips.
Yeah.
So we need strong leadership, and we prefer, particularly for our high school trips, for teams to have leaders who know the students that they're bringing with them.
Yeah.
In terms of that, just based on it's going to be hard. You're going to have to work hard and serve. But in terms of everyone on the trip needing to sign a profession of faith, no, we don't require that.
Because that's a great thing. In this generation, I've heard this so many times, that this generation is a very cause-centered generation. They will stand behind and believe in a cause and go after it. This is a perfect opportunity to say, we're doing this. Look, you as the leader set the vision for what you're going to be doing, and then to come alongside and say, well, listen, this looks awesome. I may not know who Jesus is necessarily, but I want to support this cause. And hopefully then people can come to know the Lord through this experience. So you're helping them, but you're also helping the people you're going to go serve, because the people you're going to go serve, they're doing ministry each and every day over in that community, and you're providing them with an opportunity by going to go serve them as well.
That's true. And what I really like about it is it's not a group that shows up for a week out of the year and waves goodbye, and maybe they'll come back in a year, maybe they won't. It's a group that does show up and will leave, but they're showing up and partnering with a team of leaders who does live there and oftentimes is from that country that we're going to work with and serve. So just that knowledge that, hey, these people are with this people group year-round and building relationships with them, and you can go with it knowing that those relationships will continue.
And that's awesome, again, because it's not a go in, go out, see you later, hope you'll meet Jesus again
right.
some other time. There's people actually working on the field each and every day doing that. So I love it. And we're, again, all truth. We're looking at trying to do a trip with Mike and with our student ministry group. I don't know if it'll work out, but this is something that is definitely appealing to us. We want to be doing it. Again, if you're a student ministry leader, now is the time to be planning this, because they're not cheap, right? I mean, they cost a few bucks.
Airfare is expensive, and you're going to definitely want time to recruit people to be on the trip. But then once people are interested in going and willing to go, you're going to need that time to fundraise. But it's definitely worth it. I know, thinking back to the trip to Bayamón, Puerto Rico, where we were working with middle school students, one of my favorite parts of the day was at the end of the day, where the team would get together and kind of go around and just share, like, hey, what was a highlight from the day? What's something you learned? What's something you didn't expect? How did you see God at work today? Or tell us a story about a student that you got to interact with. And it was great just hearing the different stories and the different encounters that you didn't even realize went on over the course of the day. But just for that team to get to connect and share and pray for the next day, it was a great experience.
So that's awesome. Well, Mike, thanks so much for sharing about this. How can someone connect with you and with Young Life Expeditions? What are they to go to? Or
sure, yeah. If you go to ylexpeditions.com, it is a great source listing out the many countries where we currently have trips going and serving communities. And there's contact information there and a lot of information on places that people can go.
Yeah, and so even if you're not, like, local to Washington, D.C. area, there is a Young Life Expeditions guy or girl in different parts of the country that can connect you with a trip. And they actually go – because you don't go to every part of – your specific trips don't go. Where do your trips go again?
I focus on Europe and the English-speaking Caribbean, but we do have trips all over the world. So you don't have to go through me. We've got a great team of people that would love to connect you with trips in Latin America and elsewhere. So
that's awesome. So go to YLExpeditions.com. Exactly. All right, go to that and check that out and connect with Mike or one of the other guys. But before you go, Mike, I wanted to do this with you earlier, but then I didn't. I kind of actually lost track of my own thoughts, and I didn't. I need to hit you up with this because here's the deal. The one thing I like about Mike, and Mike and I have known each other for quite so many years, he's a big, avid sports fan. He loves his sports. He went to Virginia Tech University. He's a big Hokie fan. How are the Hokies going to do this year? Quick little summation on the Hokies.
It will be impressive if they can beat Ohio State for
again,
the second second consecutive year. If they can pull it out, they will be the only team to beat Ohio State since last year game one.
So. And they're playing at Blacksburg. Are you going to the game?
I am not going to the game, but I will be watching it on TV. And when Enter Sandman comes on, I'll be up and jumping.
See, that song is now forever ruined because of Virginia Tech for me. So,
spoken like a true Nittany Lion.
Yes, I am actually more hopeful that the Nittany Lions will be better this year than last year. They were okay. I actually went to the bowl game last year, and it was in New York City, so that was cool. Okay, and now the other team of big interest for you are the Washington Redskins. They just made a big announcement the other day. How do you think the Washington Redskins are going to do? And if you could pick a Super Bowl winner right now, I'm putting you on the spot on this one. If you could pick a Super Bowl winner right now, who would it be?
The Packers will win the Super Bowl. The Redskins will win 7 games because Kirk Cousins is their quarterback. If they kept RG3, we were looking at 3 to 4 wins.
Oh, 3 to 4 wins. Okay, and then the last question I have for you. With this change now with the Redskins going for Kirk Cousins, should I draft Alfred Morris as my primary running back for fantasy football?
You should not. His value will go down, as evidenced when Cousins played in prior years versus RG3. But you should draft Matt Jones for a dollar because he will be worth it.
Matt Jones for a dollar, he will be worth it. You heard it here. If you haven't drafted your fantasy football team, Matt Jones. And, you know, Mike Miller's quite a good fantasy football player, too. So. And your opinion of snake draft versus auction draft?
There's no question. Anyone who's done both would never go back to a snake draft after after participating in an auction draft.
So good.
Moose Valliere, try it.
Yeah, see, he's calling out Moose. So here's the deal. So if you want information on taking your kids on a mission trip, you need to go to yoexpeditions.com. Or talk to Mike Miller. I'll put his contact information on the show notes. But also, if you want some fantasy football advice, hit up Mike Miller as well. Again, you can tweet him or whatever you want. He's got a pretty cool Twitter handle, so I'll have that on there as well. Do you have it just offhand?
M_MillerTime.
MillerTime. I love it because, yeah, well, I won't say what. Anyways, so good. Well, Mike, thanks for joining me again, and best of luck to you this coming year on all your teams and your trips.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Mike Miller. Obviously, we got into a little bit of football talk towards the end of that. But again, as I mentioned before, my life changed when I went on a mission trip. I didn't go to a Bible camp. I didn't even go to an outreach camp. I went on a mission trip. As a regular Joe, I believed in God. I knew who Jesus was. I would call myself a Christian, but I wasn't really living it out. And I went on a random mission trip with my youth group. And my life was forever changed. And so I'm a big proponent of this, and I would encourage you, take a look at what Young Life has to offer, and take even a look at what CIY, Christ in Youth, has to offer, or Adventures in Missions has to offer. There are so many good mission trip organizations out there that do some great work that can be life-changing for your students. And as Mike said, even if they're kind of on the fence or not even a real believer, it can be life-changing in their lives. So I would encourage you, instead of going on an outreach trip this year, or instead of going on a Bible camp trip this year, what would it look like for you to take even just a few people with you to go on a mission trip? It can be even a domestic trip. You know, it's good for Americans to see other Americans suffering. It's good, you know, we live in a bubble outside of Washington, D.C. right now, and there's a lot of not poverty. There's a lot of riches here, a lot of successful people here. And it's good for my kids to go just a state away or even a few hundred miles away and see that there are people who are suffering, there are people who are hurting and down on their luck, and that can be life-changing in the lives of your students. So I want to encourage you to do that. Well, all right, so take a look at that. That's kind of, if you were to give a call to action, I would love for you to check out those great organizations. I've worked actually with each one of those organizations before in the past. So check out those organizations and also then share with me your mission trip experiences. Go to use the hashtag YMSidekick or tweet me at YMSidekick. Tell me your mission trip experiences, why you like them, why you don't like them. I would love to have a continued conversation on social media about the benefits or not so much the benefits of mission trips. So share along with that. Also, if you got a topic that you'd like to hear in the future, definitely email me, tweet me, say, Tom, I would love to hear about this. So I'd love to get your feedback on that. All right, everyone, that does it. And I hope you have a great week. And I'll see you next Wednesday for an all-new podcast.